Good morning. My name is Chris Bloom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Care and Wellness Committee. I've been on the Care and Wellness Committee for the past 6 years, and I'm currently in my third year as moderator. I love this committee and all of its members and all the things we do. You may be asking yourself, what does the Care and Wellness Committee do at CMPC? Here's a short list of what we are currently doing. We oversee the prayer chain committee, and the prayer chain luncheon each year. We send birthday, Christmas, college student cards, and more than 30 caring cards a month. We oversee the prayer shawl ministry, ladies who are continually knitting or crocheting prayer shawls and pocket prayer shawls for our members of our congregation and families and friends in need. We oversee the meal train, providing meals to families who have suffered an illness, surgery, injury, or have had a new baby. We work with the pastor to coordinate home and hospital visits. We provide transportation to those in need to and from church or for doctor's appointments, etc. We work with families to plan and host funeral receptions for funerals held here at CMPC. We coordinate the annual Red Cross blood drive. We provide wellness programs to encourage a proactive approach to physical, mental, and spiritual health, like the Journey to Better Health program that is currently being run here at CMPC. With all that we're currently doing, you may ask yourself, what else could they possibly do? Here are some ideas that we have of things we would love to do. We would like to provide more wellness classes. We would like to have on-site exercise classes and yoga classes. We would like to schedule more regular speakers on topics of interest to the congregation. We would like to have healthy nutrition and possibly even cooking classes in our new kitchen. We would like to have a bulletin board where we could post monthly health topics. We would like to have a monitor your own health program with regular weigh-ins, blood pressure and pulse ox screenings, step teams and healthy habits competitions. And if we could really dream, we would love to have a designated health and wellness room or area where we could keep all our wellness equipment, including the AED, and allow people privacy to monitor their own health. And I would like to also add on to what Todd said. The money part, the financial part is a big part, but we also need help. We need people to help us in order to carry on all these programs. Right now, we have needs for cooks who could provide meals when we need people, when we need meals. And we also have need for drivers. We have people who need to get to hospitals, to doctor's appointments, and we can't find drivers for them. So it's not just about your financial support, it's also about your time and talents. So what would your 2018 pledge do for the Care and Wellness Committee? It will allow us to care for you. I have a message also from the Stewardship Committee. Our current ministry programs are doing well, and the financial focus is now on moving forward with the ministry expansion program. We ask you, each and every member of the congregation, to be prayerful in the coming weeks in considering what you contribute to forwarding the mission of CMPC and the church's financial resources. Pledge cards will be available later this month, and Commitment Sunday will be held on Sunday, November 5th. Thank you.